Today's share in the Dersha Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Aleph Omud Aleph. We're on the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Mi'etz Hashem we're going to finish off Simen Shin Mem Vav. This is really a continuation of yesterday's share, where we were reading the Ramah in Sif Gimel. And we begin on the very top line, towards the end of the line, where the Ramah tells us another case where you're not allowed to carry from this area into the surrounding, either Rishus HaYochid, Carmelis, or Rishus HaRabin. And he writes, if you have a ceiling over here, we're talking about an area in front of a house or in front of a garden, and you have a ceiling encompassing that little threshold area, and you just have a ceiling in this situation, as opposed to yesterday where we had walls and a ceiling, so you just have a tikra, even if it's very wide, but the ein lo mechitzos menatzdodim, but there is no side. It's like an awning that's stretching out from the house or from the yard area into this threshold area. Dina kirshus shalofanel. So this becomes subordinate to the area that is surrounding that area, and therefore you can't carry into the house from underneath this roofed area. The Mishneh Berurah explains this Sifkat and Chavtes. Ke'ein shematzui begagin shalofanei hachanuyos. This would be something like an awning or a roof that is in front of stores. Shemotziin hakoros lachutz, that it brings out over here some sort of a roof over here, and it's attached via boards to the rest of the structure. So he says, Sivkot and Lamed in the Mishneh Berurah, Dino Kirshur Shalofneo. It is halachically considered like the surrounding area, and therefore, the Alkain also lahachnis mimen alufnim, therefore you can't bring from this area underneath this roof into the house, kivin she'ein la mechitzos, because this area over here doesn't have mechitzos around it, it's not a rishus hayochid, and therefore you can't bring from this area into the house. It will either have the status of a karmelis, if the surrounding area is a karmelis, or have the status of a rishus harabim, if the surrounding area is a rishus harabim. Now, what about carrying out from underneath this awning to the surrounding area outside? So, if in fact the surrounding area is a Carmelis, then you're allowed to, as long as you don't go more than Dalet Amos. So let's say you go 1 foot, 2 feet from underneath the awning to outside the awning, so you're going from one Carmelis into another Carmelis, which you've already explained previously is allowed. So therefore, as long as you're not going Dalet Amos, you're not carrying it more than 4 Amos, 6 to 8 feet, from one part of the Carmelis to any other part of that Carmelis or a different Carmelis, so that's permissible, even though you're going from Carmelis A to Carmelis B. But if the surrounding area is Rishus HaRabim, Himay Rishus HaRabim Betzida Asur Lahotzi, but if the surrounding area is Rishus HaRabim, then you're not allowed to take it out from underneath the awning into the surrounding area, because the Kivon Shemikora, since it does have a roof over it, it has a ceiling on top of it, Yeshalel Din Karmelis. So we view it as a Karmelis in this respect, as we've already explained, V'chanal B'sim Shim and Hey in Sif Yudalet. So even though it is adjacent to the Rishus HaRabim, we don't allow you to carry from a Karmelis into Rishus HaRabim, Midirabbanan. The Ramah continues and he says, V'chein Begagin Shalonu, Habolten Lifnei Habatim. If you have an awning that comes out from a house, and Dinam Kirishur Shalifneim, the same halach applies over here with a rooftop that comes out from a house. Before we really weren't talking about a typical rooftop, we were talking about the awning that's over a threshold. So here we're talking really about an awning that extends out from a house. So he says the halacha is the same way, that it has the halachic status underneath this awning, which doesn't have posts on it, like the surrounding rishus. And he brings us down in the name of the Hagos Mordechai and Parakamah de Shabbos, which in the Ber Hagola says, you can look in Simen Shin Memhei in Sif Tezayin, what he adds over there. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Aleph adds here. He says, Kosav HaTaz, he brings that from the Taz. Bechan Mevor HaSofek Shemistapkin Bo Harbe Anoshim Be'inyin HaBayis Sheish Lefon Av Letzad HaRechov Gag Bolet L'Rechov. Here we have basically the awning stretching out from the house. There are many mistakes that people make, and there is a lot of uncertainty and controversy as to what you are allowed to do or what you're not allowed to do. And one can see a diagram of the structure that we're talking about in Dershu footnote number 24. And he says, Shekorim Beloshen Ashkenaz Pir Libin. This is called, this awning structure is called in Yiddish, Pir Libin. What is its halachic status? Madinam. So he says, are you allowed, im yuchal ataltel l'sham in abayis, are you allowed to carry from the house to underneath this awning or not? So he says, v'har beton lomar, there are people that make the mistake. Many people say, tikra habolet l'rechov yored v'sosem. We had the discussion yesterday where we talked about p tikra yored v'sosem as being a halachal emotion misinai. And therefore, there is a certain halachic status that allows us to view the edge of a ceiling as going straight down and being like a halachic wall in that direction. But that doesn't apply in all of these situations, including the one over here. And he writes that people mistakenly think that you apply this rule of pitikra yod visosim over here, vavikilu bonui adlamata baretz, and it looks like the front edge of the awning can extend down as a halachic wall. However, umikan mashma lehedja the derech shetachas agag kirshu shalufneim. He says it's clear, however, that that's not the case over here. That this area underneath the awning has the halachic status of the area outside the house around this awning. Ayin sham v'chein kotsu kol achronim, and this is in fact the halachic status over here. Umati kodem, how do you go about correcting it? So he says sheim yesh leblita sagag amudim letzad arachov. If besides the awning you have amudim, you have pillars or posts, as you can see in the structure in Dirshu footnote number 24. And in Dirshu footnote number 25. So if you have these poles supporting the awning all the way out that go to the rechov, yamid mechuvon kinegdam gam konim letzarabatim, you can put up a kona on each side, as you can see in figure number 25. And in this way, v'yia lahagag shaleim din tzuras ha-pesach. Now you've created what is called a tzuras ha-pesach, which we discussed also in yesterday's shir, which is basically two vertical posts with a horizontal connection on the top, making it look like Tzuras HaPesach. This is called an appearance of a passageway over here, of a doorway. In halacha, we consider this as if it's solid, and therefore it is a real wall. And what we've done now, by adding on these additional structures, is truly creating a mechitza around this area, so it really is the status of Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, "V'nimtzo sheyesh tzuras ha-pesach mikol hashloshet tzadim." On all three sides, we in fact have this as a full enclosed area. And Dirshu footnote number 27 points out it doesn't even have to go all the way up to the roof in this situation. Im ein ha-amudim magim ad ha-tikra, the poles over here don't go all the way up to the roof. Kigon she'ein ha-gag nismach lehem, then the roof is not being supported by these poles. Nevertheless, we'll learn in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Samach Beis in Sif Aleph, she'ha-amudim shel tzuras ha-pesach einam tzrichim ligab b'mashkof. They don't have to. If you have a tzuras ha-pesach, it doesn't have to actually touch. And v'day b'kach she'govam asorot tvachim, it's sufficient if these poles are 10 tvachim tall. As long as the roof is above them, directly above them, even though it's not contiguous to them, and it's not even within three tefachim of them, that is sufficient. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Vim heim shel batim rabim, if there are multiple houses over here, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 28, she'omdim zeh itzel zeh, that are next to each other. Now, the Chofetz Chaim points out that they are at least in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Tezayin, we're assuming lechora that they're at least within three tefachim of each other, so we can apply the principle of lavud, which we've spoken about previously. When things are within three tefachim of each other, we can halachically view them as being contiguous. And therefore, in this situation, when you have multiple houses, zeh itzel zeh, within three tefachim of each other, so there's no space in between the houses, ain't tzarech lasos l'chol bayis ubayis. You don't have to make a separate kana over here for each house. And again, this can be seen in Dirshu footnote number 28 in the diagram. And in this situation, all you have to do is be careful. Elo yase tikun zeh b'shnei batim she'omdim b'sof mikotze mizeh u'mikotze mizeh. You just have to have the kana at each end of this row of houses, and you'll be perfectly okay to be able to carry underneath this entire awning structure. You do have to, of course, make sure, since this is owned by multiple people, the Mishnah Berurah says, ach tzrichim la'arov eruvei chatzeros, as with any courtyard that has surrounding it by a wall. You just can't carry there if it's owned by multiple people. You have to make an Eruv Chatzeros, which we'll, of course, learn about, and that's to allow you to halachically carry within an enclosed area that's owned by multiple different people. And only in that situation, the Oz Mutu Lahachnis Ulhotzi Min Habatim L'tachas Agagin Mekein L'hefech. He brings down from Achronim that in this situation, you now have a contiguous Rishus HaYochid to another contiguous Rishus HaYochid that is all enclosed and is within an Eruv Chatzeros, and therefore, people can carry from inside the houses to any place underneath this awning, and vice versa. Ubechol Gavna, however, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, also Lahotzi Ulhachnis Min Rishus HaRabim Tachas Agagin. He brings down from the Chayyadim, you certainly can't carry from outside this awning area from the Shus HaRabim into the awning area and back and forth. That would certainly be forbidden over here. We're talking here where the awning stretches out at least four tvachim. in this situation, when it stretches out at least four tvachim, so underneath it, the oz yesh al shetach shetachtela, then the area underneath this awning that stretches out four tvachim wide, shame karmelis, it will have the name and status of a karmelis over here, and that's why you can't carry to it from the Rishus HaRabim. He further adds, Einan chayodam klal nun gimus, if you dalit, masha kosav od le'inyon hagenkis, these genkis is like a porch area, mirpasos, shesmuchel abote yoshpiza, they're next to the in-houses over here, v'hagag nishon alamudim, and you have the roof lying flat on top over here, on top of these posts. Again, Einan chayodam for further discussion about that. This was a very complicated sif and a complicated simen, and with this we conclude simen shin mem vav. Now we'll begin Shin Mem Zayin, which deals with Al Eze Hotzah Chayev Min HaTorah. What exactly constitutes a Hotzah, a moving from one Rishus to another Rishus? Until now we talked about carrying something Dalet Amos within a Rishus HaRabim, and that is an Issa D'Raisa, or carrying something Dalet Amos within a Karmelis, and that would be an Issa D'Rabbanan. In this Simen, Shin Mem Zayin, which is only one Siv, we'll finish it in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. We're going to start our discussion today talking about what is the Isser of Hotzah from one Rishus to another Rishus. We, again, have discussed some of this already in the previous Shurim. The Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph, and he says, Min HaTorah, according to Torah law, Midoraisa, Eino Chayev, you're only Chayev for carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus, Elo Kisha Oker Chayfetz Mirshus HaYochid, V'hinicho Birshus HaRabim, O Ifcha. You're only a chayiv on Shabbos, on a Doraisa level, if you take stuff from a Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, if it has two key components, the picking it up from the Rishus, and then the taking and transferring it and putting it down in another Rishus. The picking it up is called the Akira. You then transfer it from the Rishus of, let's say, Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, and then you put it down in the second Rishus, and that is called the Hanocha. This is the Issa D'Raisa. If one person does both the Akira, the lifting it up, let's say from Rishus HaYochid, carrying it into Rishus HaRabim, and then placing it down in the Rishus HaRabim, that's called the Hanocha, a person is over in Issa D'Raisa. Now this is normally accomplished by actually picking something up from one Rishus and go and putting it down in the other Rishus, but you could accomplish this by picking something up and throwing it and having it land eventually over there in the other Rishus. And the issue footnote number one tells us you could even do this, for example, by wearing something. Im hotzi bigdo l'rishus harabim biyado. If a person with the carry, he is begging from his house, let's say a sweater from his house, and he carries it outside into Rishus HaRabim, and then he puts it on in the Rishus HaRabim, the lavash Rishus HaRabim, so even though he's putting it on while he's walking, the Chazon Ish writes, he will be chayev. Why? Kivin shalavisha sabeged ubitulo el gufa adam nechshev es lahanocha. Even though he's continuing to walk, he's putting the sweater on his body, that is considered the hanocha on his body, even though he's walking. And this is also brought down by Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and the Shevel Shuv Zigrus Moshe. Shayotzi b'Shabbos l'Rishus HaRabim. If somebody goes from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim and he finds in his pocket, let's say a yarmulke or something like that, he shouldn't take it out of his pocket and put it on his head, because now he would have accomplished the carrying it out, which he didn't realize he was doing when he went from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, and when he places it on his head, that would be the hanocha. What should he do? He should run as fast as he can to the Rishus HaYochid and remove it from his pocket in a shinur dika way, a klachia dika way. In this way, he's not over in Issa D'Raisa. However, Moshe says that an even better suggestion would be she'odif, it would be preferable, shizrikena miyad b'Rishus HaRabim klachiyad. It would actually be preferable to go and knock it out of his pocket in some sort of an unusual way, so therefore he doesn't do a hanocha there. V'yochol lachzor, and then, once it's on the ground, you can actually go and pick it up and wear it and put it on in the Rishus HaRabim. You're not carrying it down the Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. You're putting it on in the Rishus HaRabim. Shekivin she'ochol lizrok miyad v'lo yelo hefsid b'kach, since you could take it off over here in a klach or dik away and not be losing it, so you're not worried about a hefsid over here, mistavish also lo lorutz ad Rishus HaYochid. It would be preferable than running all the way to the Rishus HaYochid while you're carrying this thing and getting rid of it over there in the Rishus HaYochid. So, in any event, the Mechaber has outlined over here the Akira and the Anocha must be done in a way that carries it from one Rishus, Rishus HaYochid, into Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Aleph, Shezen Nikra Melocha Shlema, by doing both the Akira and the Anocha by one person, that is the full Melocha. Sha'akar HaChevis Mishuzeh, he picked it up from one Rishus, V'iniach Rishus Achar, and he takes it into the other Rishus. However, Avolim Eino Ose Elochatzi Melocha, if one person only did half of this, for example, he did only the Akira, or he did only the Anocha, or alternatively, Oshinasis HaMelocha Shlema Adishnaim, or two different people, one did the Akira, one did the Anocha, Shezeh Oker V'Zemeniach, In these situations, it's Pater Avalosar Peturim. It's not an Issa Daraisa, because a person has to do the entire Akira and Hanoch himself to be over the Issa Daraisa. Shekein Darshu Rabbi Sinu Zal Mikroi Miperek Kamo the Shabbos, as it's darshan out in the very first beginning of Maseches Shabbos. Midichsid, it says over there, Gabi Chios Chiv Chatos Me Am Ha'aretz Baso Sa. The pasuk says over there, Ha'o says Kula Chayiv Chatos. If you do the entire thing, you Chayiv Chatos Baso Sa. The Lo Ha'o says Mitzosa, but not the person who did only part of it. And therefore, Yochid V'Yosa Oso Chayiv. If one person did both the Akira and the Anocha, then you Chayiv Daraisa. But if two people did it, one did the Akira, one did the Anocha, Shnayim, two people, V'Osu Oso, and each one did its part, then it's not an Issa Daraisa, Peturim, it would be an Issa Darabanan. Umikomokum, Midarabanan also. This is forbidden by the rabbis. Because Shema Yavo, Kolecha V'Yechud, Lasus Malacha Shlema. Once we let you do the Akira, you're going to mistakenly also do the Anocha as well, and then you'll be over in Issa Daraisa. Sivkarton Bays, the Mishabur says, Kisha Oker Achevitz Mishusa Yochid, when you pick it up from the Shusa Yochid, you put it in the Shusa Rabbi, you chayiv. Da. Now, the Mishabur tells us, you should know, the Shem Akira, this act of Akira, Lav Dafka Kisha Oker Achevitz Mial Gabi Kaka Mamish, it doesn't only apply when you pick it up from the ground. El Afilum Hoya Achevitz Munach Bibigodav, even if you had it in your pocket before Shabbos. Shalavush Bemeir of Shabbos, you had some handkerchief in your pocket before Shabbos. You put it on the jacket before Shabbos. And then unetalo misham uparshat yado lechutz v'nichal rishus harabim. And then on Shabbos you take it out from your jacket and you put it from your rishus hayochid into the rishus harabim. Gam kinchay. That's also called an akira and an ocha. The masha yamunach mitchila bekiso. The fact that it was actually placed in your pocket before Shabbos choshev kimunach hagavi karpa. That's no different than if it was on the ground. The begadim shu lavish, the clothing that you're wearing, behen betalin legabi guf, for they're considered subordinate to your body, and your body, vanochas aguf, kanochas chevetz damya, and your body is considered on the ground as well. Umimelo kishenitlo mishom choshev akira. So when you take it out of your pocket, it's no different than if you picked it up from the ground. Likewise, v'chein kishoya chevetz munach biyodu b'shusa yochem yerev Shabbos. If you're holding it in your hand before Shabbos, uparshat yodu, then on Shabbos you stretch your hand out, lachutz, outside the rishus hayochid, v'inichol shom, and you put it in the rishus harabim. Also, gam kein chayiv, that also is an akira and a hanocha on Shabbos. The mashaya munach mitchila biyodu, the fact that it was in your hand on Erev Shabbos, nevertheless, choshev kimunach agabi karkot. That is halachically as if it was on the ground. The yado v'gufo dover echadu, because your hand and your body are considered one entity, obviously, and your body is considered on the ground. And therefore, when it's in your hand, it's as if it's on the ground. Now, when you take it, and you go and bring it to the Rosh Hashanah, that is considered an akira and a hanocha. V'chein b'chol zeh le'inyan hanocha. And obviously, the same thing applies in regards to hanocha as well. U'kamo shi'avor l'kami, as we will learn in Yitzhashem in tomorrow's shir. And with that, we conclude today's shir.